One to Watch, Detective K. Hunter Crime Series, Book 3. Written by Rachel Amphlett. Narrated by Alison Campbell. Chapter 1. Eva Shepperton cried out once, her voice swallowed by the music and loud voices that emanated from the white marquee at the top half of the garden, and flung out her hands to keep her balance. She steadied herself, cursed the damp grass from the morning's rain shower, and stood with her hands on her hips, breathing hard while she glared back up the slope towards the party. In hindsight, she should have asked where the toilet was, or water closet, as Sophie's mother would have insisted, except she couldn't bring herself to approach the officious woman or her husband. Sophie was nowhere to be found. Eva hadn't seen her since the speeches, so instead she'd decided that the thicket of rhododendron bushes would have to do instead. She sighed. If it weren't for the fact that Sophie was such a good friend, she'd never have agreed to be here in the first place. The sweet scent of freshly mown grass filled the air around her, whilst smoke from the flaming braziers set around the edges of the garden wafted over her head. She'd seen the gardeners when they had turned up that morning, followed half an hour later by the florist. Between them, they'd pruned and plucked the garden to within an inch of its life. They'd finished moments before the marquee hire company truck had arrived. Now, the large white tent took up most of the lawn space, its timber flooring echoing the footsteps of a crowd of enthusiastic dancers. Eva's ears still rang from the noise of the disco. The roof of the marquee swam with multicoloured lights from a gantry set up above the DJ's booth, and she could hear him now, encouraging the older members of the group to get up and dance to a 70s disco hit. She held up her hand and squinted at her watch face, tilting it until the faint light from the braziers shone on the dials. 10 o'clock. She snorted. No wonder everyone was drunk.
For a bunch of devout Christians, you sure do know how to knock back the drink, she slurred, then hiccuped. She covered her mouth and giggled.
Sophie had told her that the pastor of the small private church group she and her parents belonged to had suggested the ceremony be held at the church after hours. However, Sophie's mother had poured scorn on that idea. She'd cast her eyes over the other parishioners before murmuring,
"I don't think that's a good idea, Duncan. I think I'd rather keep this private. It's more in keeping with my family's position in society, don't you think?"
The religious man had shuffled in his chair, blushed, and conceded the point. The next logical step had been for Sophie's mother to offer the use of her own home. Eva's top lip curled. When Sophie had told her, she'd hidden her immediate reaction from her best friend, but she couldn't contain her disgust when she'd returned home, venting her frustration at her mother instead.
"It's like she's always having to prove herself," she'd grumbled. "I know she probably means well for Sophie, but since the engagement announcement, she's got worse. All because she's some distant cousin 13 times removed from the royal family or something."
Now, Eva gazed up at the house, its imposing outline towering over the marquee below. Sophie had told her the original house had been built in the Regency era, with subsequent owners adding and extending its footprint over the years. Eva shook her head and wondered why on earth a family with one child would want such a huge property, before she giggled again, then hiccuped. Of course, Sophie's mother loved the prestige that came with it, and the title.
"Have the ceremony at the house," Eva muttered, mimicking Diane's voice. "Matthew and I can organise a party afterwards. It'll be fun."
She sighed. The ceremony
Sample complete. Ready to continue?